What are you doing, buddy? What you doing? Don't go waking him up. Okay.
I didn't.
You gotta sit and be patient, okay? Okay, buddy.
I love that show.
Pup Stretchy? Which one? Oh. 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 Oh, I'm happy that you like it, buddy.
Good morning. Somebody phone not on mute.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. Leticia from Arizona. I'm your host this morning. Everybody else on the call, like you said, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yes, this is Sabrina. Good morning, Declare Victory. I have a prayer request, please.
Okay,
a friend of my mother, his mother name is Glenda Watts. She's dealing with some medical issues. So can you please keep her lifted in prayer for healing over her body?
And you said the name is Glenda Watson?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Watt. No, Watts.
Watts. Okay,
yes.
Watts.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You are welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, morning. Ibra, Ibra, Gaga, Alta, E, Gaga, Gaga, Mate.
Happy, Mom. Yes, he is it all the time. Love hearing your voice, Eva.
Yeah.
Morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday. It's Pretty Patrice.
Oh, Pretty Patrice. We made it. He's seen the best of us.
Good morning.
Who am I to see?
Sister Yvonne.
Good morning, Sister Yvonne. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you too, sir.
Good morning, it's Brother Michael. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Brother Mike. Good to hear your voice. Good morning. Happy Monday. Lakeisha from Arizona, I'm your greeter this morning. And anybody else chime in that want to say good morning?
Yeah, good morning. This is D2. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
It's Grateful Deborah Evans. Good morning.
Grateful Deborah Evans.
Good morning. It's Dee Dee. Happy Monday. Hey, girl. Arizona. Good to hear you, Sam. And y'all, it's Magnificent's birthday. Happy birthday, Magnificent.
Happy birthday, Magnificent.
Yes, it is.
Good morning, sis. Good morning, Declare Victory. Happy Monday. This is Holy Week. Come on, Jesus. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Have a blessed week, y'all. Don't let the enemy catch y'all uncovered. Hosanna is here. I love y'all. Have a great day. Happy birthday, Dondria.
Happy birthday. Good morning. Lakeisha from Arizona, you agree with this morning? Anybody else chime in? Or I just say good morning.
Good morning, it's Leomi. Have a great day.
Good morning, Leomi. Thank you for taking the time to join us this morning. Hey, anybody else want to say good morning before I get started with the business at hand? Okay, well, it is time to get started with the business at hand. Can I ask that you guys take a look at your listening device to make sure the standard mute button is pressed as the call is being recorded and we would like to preserve the integrity of it. Good morning again. Happy Monday, Eastern Arizona, and I am your hostess. Want to thank each and every one of you for joining Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 8 a.m. Central Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Time, here to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so they can be blessed too. Make sure you continue calling in for the remainder of this week to hear from our declarers. Our monthly theme has been entitled Suddenly. Each declarer has focused and will continue to focus on the importance of expecting and how to properly respond to a sudden move of God. There is one announcement today. Please join us tonight and every Monday night for Marriage Matters. It's for marriage couples or marriage hopefuls. You can use the same phone number. And it's tonight from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time.
8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Central Time and 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You will be happy that you did. We have no prayer requests submitted through the app. We did have one spoken one, and it's from our sister Sabrina. She would like for us to play for Glenda Watts. She's dealing with some medical issues and would like to just pray for healing throughout her body. So our call today is the prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Ramona. The declaration will be brought by Patrice. Then we'll go right into closing comments hosted by the Claire. Again, the order of the call today is the prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Ramona. The declaration will be brought by Patrice. Then we'll go right into closing comments hosted by the Claire. The scripture reading for today is out of Romans chapter 8, verse 15. And it reads, "The spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father." Again, the spirit you receive does not make you slaves for that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship, and we cry, Abba, Father. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. At this time, if you can just triple check your listening device, make sure the standard mute button is on until you're instructed to come off during the corporate praise. Thank you again for blessing us with your presence on this lovely Monday as I now pass the call to the prayer warrior, Ramona.
Oh, yes. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Oh, this magnificent Monday, you guys. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, as we go to the throne, as we just prepare our hearts, everyone, as we go to the throne. Oh, glory be to God. Heavenly Father, we just come right now just saying glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for starting us on this day, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on this day. And we just say glory, Lord, for your plan, your good plan, Lord, that you have for us on today, Lord. We thank you for your marvelous plans to establish us more, even more, through your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. We just thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we just ask you to forgive us of our sins, any sins that we have committed, the ones we know and the ones we don't know. And we thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your forgiveness. We ask you, Father, to wash us. Look in our heart. Anything, Lord, that you have not planted in us, we ask you to remove it, unplug it, wash it out in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, for your cleansing. We thank you, Lord, for your righteousness, Lord God. We thank you for all that you are, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We just come, Lord, also asking you, Father, we lifting up our sister, Glenda, to you, Glenda Watts, and we're asking you, Father, just to heal her body. We pray healing power, Father, over her, Lord, because by your stripes, she's healed, Lord. We just thank you for the love and the healing you're going to do in her life, Father God. We just thank you. We want to give you praise, Lord, because we know it's already done. We know it's already done, Lord. And we say glory, hallelujah, because you're such a good Father. You're such a good God, Lord. And Father, we also is lifting up our marriages, Lord, to you, Father, because you bring marriages together. You unite them, Father God. So we just pray right now, Lord, that whatever is coming up against them, Lord, the enemy that's coming up against them, trying to divide them, Lord, that you, Lord, be even more the glue you reveal, because you reveal to heal. You reveal to heal, Lord, that you be the glue to keep them together, Lord Jesus. It's the same as family, Lord. We lifted up our family to you. Family, Lord, we know that the enemy is coming to divide us. Hallelujah, Lord, but you have told us we not fight against flesh and blood. We fight against principalities and high places, Lord. So we just ask you right now to reveal those principalities that's in our bloodline, to reveal them, Lord God, so we can cast them down, Lord, by the blood, that we can go to the courts, Lord, and just mantle them by your blood and by your power and by your might, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, for the unity that you want to bring us back together, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise for it, Father. Oh, but most of all, we just thank you for your son. We thank you, Lord, for your plan. We thank you, Lord, that you saw us. You saw us before you even formed this world. You said, before I even formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. I knew you before you was born. I set you apart. I appointed you as prophet to nations. So, Father God, I just pray right now, Lord, hallelujah, that we get our way, Lord. Knowing that you are, knowing that your plan was already in place, Lord, your marvelous plan to establish us in your Son Jesus Christ. For you, Lord God, you said, for you didn't choose us. We didn't choose you. You chose us, Lord. You said, I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear good fruit that will last, so that wherever you ask in the name of the Father, it will be given to you. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your good fruit. We thank you for your good fruit that we have, Lord, that you have given us, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, not just that you have given us identity in you through your Son, Jesus Christ, because he saw us and he knew we needed a Savior. He knew we needed him, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for our identity in you, Lord, that we are now found in you, that we are a royal priesthood. We are a chosen people, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we are followers of you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We just thank you for all your goodness and your love that have never failed us and would never fail us, Lord God. We just bless you on today because of who you are and who we are because of you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Try to get in our mind, Father God. But we just come right now, Lord, casting down all imaginations that try to exalt itself against the knowledge of you, God. And we bring into captivity every thought and make it obedience to Christ, Lord. Make it obedience to what your words say, Lord God. That we are your righteousness, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us, Lord God. So we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the power to cast down imaginations, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you have been so good to us, Lord. You have been so good to us. You have been so good to us. You have called us. We are child of God. Lord, knowing that we belong to you, we are accountable to you. Lord, may we just know that and wear that on today. Know who we are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. May we abide in you. Hallelujah. And we just come right now, Lord, thanking you for the fruit of the Spirit that you have given us. We are thanking you for love. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your long suffering, your kindness, goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. We thank you for self-control. Hallelujah, Lord, that is growing in us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for all that you are giving us, Lord. For your kingdom come here on earth so we can be, hallelujah, who you called us to be. Father, we were purpose before we were a person. May we walk in our purpose. May we walk in our purpose, Lord. who's giving you all praise and glory, because it belongs to you. It belongs to you. Oh, Jesus, we just say thank you. We thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord. Hallelujah, that is new on today. Glory be to God. Oh, Lord, thank you. And we come against right now that spirit that want to make us, that lazy spirit, that slothful spirit that gets us not to want to pray or to want to move right now in the name of Jesus. And we tell you, get thee behind us right now. Go to hell. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, Jesus, may we move in you, move in your word, Lord God. Move knowing that the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding us, knowing that you are with us. You would never leave us. You would never forsake us. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, Father, we also come and asking you to bless, Lord God, and touch the lost, touch the unhoused, Father God. Hallelujah, that they will be found in you. They will be found in you. They will find you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. We just come, Lord, just giving you praise and glory because of who you are and because that we are finding you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We just come giving you praise. Lord, may we just come offline, everybody just come off and just give God praise for who we are.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Victory in that race.
Thank you, Mama.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
We lift you up, Jesus.
Thank you for what you do, Lord. Hallelujah, we come right now, listen, of your daughter, Pretty Patrice, Father. We just ask for you, Lord, to feed her, to fill her up, Lord, with what you have for us. Open us up, Lord, that we may hear you. You said, my sheep shall hear my voice, Lord. Hallelujah, but most of all, Lord, may we be doers of what you tell us to do, Lord. May we be doers of your word. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. May we be doers of your word. We thank you for what you have for us suddenly, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we know, Lord, that is you working it out for our good, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you have for us. Glory be to God. We just say thank you. We give you the praise and the glory. And we say glory, hallelujah, for this day that you have made. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And we glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Declare victory. I am Pretty Patrice. And I want to say thank you to Letitia from Arizona for that wonderful greeting. I want to say thank you to Mona. Thank you, Mona, for that awesome prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time, oh God. I ask, oh God, that you decrease in me so that you may increase. I pray, oh God, that you open up our ears and understanding so that we can receive all that you have for us. In the name of Jesus. And Satan, you have no place, you have no authority, and we cast you out in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, use me for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. So, the theme for the month is suddenly, a sudden move of God. I'm going to be coming from Acts 16 chapter, 16 verse through the 40th verse. And I'm going to be coming from the Amplified Bible. And it reads, as we, and we is Paul and them, as we were on our way to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who was possessed by a spirit of divination. Hey, to foretell the future events and to discover hidden knowledge. And she brought her owners much gain by her fortune telling. She kept following Paul and the rest of them, shouting loudly, these men are the servants of the Most High God. They announce to you the way of salvation. And she did this for many days. Then Paul, being sorely annoyed and worn out, turned and said to the spirit within her, I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out that very moment. But when her owners discovered that their hope of profit was gone, they caught hold of Paul and Silas and dragged them before the authorities in the marketplace. And when they had brought them before the magistrates, they declared, these fellows are Jews, and they are throwing our city into great confusion. They encouraged the practice of customs, which It is unlawful for us, Romans, to accept or observe. The crowd joined in the attack upon them, and the rulers tore off their clothes and commanded that they be beaten with rods. And when they had struck them with many blows, they threw them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. He, having received such a strict charge, put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the chains. But about midnight, as Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns and praise to God, the other prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the very foundation of the prison was shaken. And at once, all the doors were open, and everyone's shackles was unfastened. When the jailer, startled out of his sleep, saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was pointing it to himself to kill himself, because he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." Then the jailer called for the lights and rushed in, trembling and terrified. He fell down before Paul and Silas, and he brought them out of the dungeon and said, "Men, what must I do to be saved?" Hey! And they answered, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Give yourself up to him. Take yourself out of your own keeping and thrust yourself into his keeping, and you will be saved." And this applies not only to you, but to your household as well. And they declared the word of the Lord, the doctrine concerning the attainment through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of eternal salvation in the kingdom of God, to him and to all who were in his house. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he took them the same hour of the night and bathed them because of their bloody wounds. And he baptized them immediately, and all the members of his household. Then he took them up into his house, and he set food before them. And he leaped for joy and exulted with all his family that he believed in God, accepting joyously welcoming what he had made known through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But when it was day, the magistrate sent policemen saying, "Release these fellows and let them go." And the jailer repeated the words to Paul, saying, "The magistrate have sent us to release you and let you go. Now, therefore, come and go in peace." But Paul said, No. He answered them. He said, "They have been beaten openly and publicly without a trial, uncondemning men who are Roman citizens and have thrown us into prison. And do they now thrust us out secretly Oh, no, 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 no. Let them come here themselves and conduct us out. The police reported this message to the magistrate, and they were frightened when they heard that the prisoners were Roman citizens. So they came themselves, and striving to appease them, apologizing to them, and they brought them out and asked them to leave the city. So Paul and Silas left the prison and went to Lydia's house. And when they had been with the brethren and seen the brethren, they warned them and they urged them and they consoled them and encouraged them. And then they departed. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word on this morning. Now let's go back. As they were on their way to prayer, they were on their way to prayer, and they meet this young lady, this slave girl, who was possessed by a spirit of divination. This spirit of divination, it's called soothsaying, a fortune teller. Fortune telling is the art or practice that seeks to foresee or foretell the future. Or discover hidden knowledge. Now let's see what the Bible says about it in Deuteronomy 18, 10 and 11. Let no one be found among you who consigns a son or a daughter to the fire. One who casts spells or consults ghosts, or who inquires of the dead. We don't play them kind of games. So she was a fortune teller. And she's shouting day in, day out. And Paul was irritated. Now, why was Paul irritated? I don't know why Paul was irritated, but he was irritated. And he saw this spirit. And he said, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. And it came out that very moment. This was a sudden move of God. Although it didn't state it, this was a sudden move of God. And it came out immediately. We too, God has given us the authority to cast the devil out. But when we see spirits, when we see demonic spirits, we have the authority and we have the power to cast the devil out, just like Paul did in the fortune teller. Now the owners, they upset because she had been bringing them money. She had been bringing cha-ching, cha-ching. They saw it was gone after he cast that spirit out. They took Paul and they took Silas and they drug them into the marketplace and they beat them with rods. They beat them. They were upset. And then they had the crowd to join in. They pulled their clothes off and they threw them into prison. They told the jailer, you keep them safe. Not only do you lock them up, not only did he lock them up, but he locked them up and he took them down into the dungeon. And he chained them up. Oh, but about midnight, Paul and Silas was praying. Hey, they were praising God. They were singing. and just imagine you in a cell with your buddy. You believe in God to be released, to be set free. So you singing to God, you praying to God, you trusting in God. And all the other prisoners could hear. They could hear the singing, they could hear the praying. Even the jailer. And then suddenly there was a great earthquake. Hey, how did I say? This is that sudden move of God again. The foundation shook. The prisons were shaken and the doors were open and their chains were unfastened. Can you imagine in the middle of praising God? Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's the kind of God we serve. Woo, thank you, Lord Jesus. So the jailer, he was asleep. They had sunk him to sleep. He woke up out of his sleep, ready to kill himself, because he just know now that these Negroes done got freed. They gonna kill me, so I might as well kill myself. Or the ruler's gonna kill me, one of the two. So he took his sword out. He ready to pierce himself. Now Paul and Silas still sticking around. They could have been gone. They sticking around. So they want justice. He's about to pierce himself with his own sword. And Paul shouts, "Do not harm yourself. We are all here. We are all here. Not I'm here or me and my partner here. We are all here." Thank you, Lord Jesus. All of their chains were loosened. And he brought them out of the dungeon. He was so terrified. He was so scared. He dropped down to his feet, to Paul and Silas's feet, saying, "What must I do to be saved?" Thank you, Jesus. Ah. Yes. Our very lives, the very sudden act and move of God can cause somebody else to ask, "What must I do to be saved?" Thank you, Lord Jesus. Paul and Silas, even in their pain, were being witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. They were believing. They were trusting in him. They were leaning not to their own understanding. The word of God said, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. But acknowledge me in all your ways, and I will direct your path." Hey, thank you, Lord Jesus. So even when it looks bleak, even when it looks bad, trust in the Lord with all your heart. So he took them out. He was ready to release them. He had been given the charge to release them. Paul said, "No, no, 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 no. You're not finna hide us and slit us to the back. No, you did this openly. We want our justice. We want to be apologized to out in the open, just like you did it. We're citizens as well." So they brought him out. They got their justice, and Paul and Silas, they went to Lydia's house, where it was good. But before that, they told him what to do. They told him, "If you just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved." Hey, thank you, Lord Jesus. He says in his word, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." He says, "I am the way, So I don't know if Paul was mad with fortune teller, slave girl lady, because she was saying that they were the way to salvation. I don't know if he was upset because she just was irritating him and got on his nerve. I don't know if he was upset because because he was just aggravated with that spirit. Did he want to discern it and be sure of what it was? But no, because that's not how it works. God give it to us immediately. So that wasn't it. However, he was irritated with her. And he cast that spirit out in the name of Jesus. And so as they go to Lydia's house, and Paul and Silas speak to the brethren, they were encouraged. They were consoled. And they were urged to continue to trust in the Lord. We don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of darkness. And so we get to cast that spirit out in the name of Jesus. And so Paul and Silas, being who they were, they said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And what we know from reading God's word is that obedience is better. It's better than sacrifice. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I know that you might be have a suddenly moment that you might be waiting on, a breakthrough that you might be waiting on. And as you wait and trust in God, he will move in your life. You might be waiting on a sudden move of your finances, for your health to be better. And all of a sudden, your health will change for the better. A total manifestation of healing. Your finances will improve. Suddenly, your loved one will be saved. And God will move by his spirit and fulfill his promises to you. His promises are yea and amen. So be encouraged. God is waiting and he is longing for the right time to fulfill his word to us. He loves to surprise his children and come suddenly with his blessings for our lives. So I encourage you on this morning not to give up, to put your hope in God, and you will never be disappointed. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word on this morning. I pray, oh God, that someone had heard something on this morning, God. We thank you for revelation knowledge, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, O God, that you continue to hide your word in our hearts so that we may not sin against you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. You may have came in after we got started this morning and haven't had a chance to say good morning. I'm going to ask that our men say good morning, and this is just this, a good morning. Good morning, men, and then first-time callers, if you're a first-time caller, after the men, and then I will open it up to everyone else. So men first. Good morning.
Good morning. Declare victory. God bless you all this morning.
Good morning, baby. Any other men on the call this morning? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Good morning. It's Carla.
Hi, Carla. Good morning.
Hello.
Any new callers on the phone this morning?
Hey, good morning, Patricia Severin. Thank you for that declaration.
Good morning, Brother Sid. Good morning. Anyone else? Any new callers? All right. Ali Ali Oxen Free.
Good morning. It's Sunshine.
Good morning, Sunshine. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Pretty. This is Twanita. I was glad to hear your voice this morning. Didn't get it all,
good
but
morning,
thank you for your declaration.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Good morning, Pretty. This is Jubilant. That was awesome.
Good morning, Juju.
Good morning.
Thank you, sis. Anyone else?
Good morning. Yes, good morning, Pretty. It's Persistent. Loved your sound.
Good morning, Persistent.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pretty. Good morning, Pretty. This is Joyful. Thank you.
Good morning, Joyful.
Good morning, Pretty. This is Miss B. Awesome declaration.
Good morning, Miss B. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Yvonne. That was a beautiful decoration. I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much, sis.
Good morning, Yvonne. Thank you. And who else was there?
Good morning. This is Patience.
Good morning, Patience.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Anyone else? All
good
right,
morning.
Let's go over. Who was that?
It's Topaz.
Good morning, Topaz. How are you?
Good morning, my sister. I'm doing fine. Kingdom blessings and greetings to everyone.
Amen. Amen. Kingdom blessings. All right, let's go over to Love, Life, and Victory. Any comments? This morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Juanita.
Hey, Juanita.
This is Juanita. I didn't get a chance to hear it all. I kind of came in and you were already speaking, but that energy and your storytelling ability, it was just beautiful the way you, of course, we heard the story many times, but it's just, it was beautiful. The way you gave it was very capturing and interesting. And I just thank you for sharing this morning. Pretty, is this your first time declaring on here?
Second.
As far as doing,
as far as
was this your first time or no?
Really?
Bringing the word. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I know. Yeah. So that's why I say it's very good and just thank you from what I heard. And I definitely want to go back and hear from the beginning. But I just want to say thank you for doing that this morning. You really blessed my soul.
Thank you, sis. God bless you and have a wonderful rest of your day. Appreciate you. Love you. Hear you tonight.
Hey, Pretty.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, pretty beautiful. You're pretty beautiful. Listen, I'm at the school. When I tell you I have pep in my step, I'm mopping, I'm singing, and then you are the sound. Like Swanita said, I'm like, listen to my sister roar. And, of course, we've heard the story, but not like this here. I was like, go, girl. And so thank you, because I could just hear late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. He's going to work in your favor. And as a chain, we hear chains falling. Imagine that, like them in there praising and worshiping God. And you know it got on some people's nerves. You know some of the other jailers were probably mad. The guards were irritated. But in the middle of it, when he opened up, man, set all the captives free. Like I was over here And my other coworker, she's Jehovah's Witness, so sometimes I have to be mindful, right? But it doesn't matter because we it's the same God. People just don't understand
that's
it.
Right.
But when you said about those chains falling, and this is the thing that I got the most, and sometimes we miss this, the way they were humiliated, but you want to sneak, like you said, we ain't sneaking out the back, though. No,
mm-hmm.
A public apology for the humiliation that we had to go through and the beating and all that stuff. So I appreciate, man, mm-hmm. Patrice, let me tell you something. I'm going to have you come up here to the school and be a storyteller up here for these babies. I love you. Thank you for blessing on Monday. But listen, late in the midnight hour, that right there, because we never know when he's going to do it, but he can do it. He will do it suddenly. I love you.
Go
thank
ahead
you.
And sing it. Sing it.
Late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around, turn it around, turn it around, and around.
And it's going to work in your favor. I
there
like that part.
Go.
It's going to work in your favor.
Anyone else?
Hey, pretty is persistent. I just want to say, hey, you really, your sound, you captivated us. Everything Swanita said was so true. I didn't know you could teach the way you could teach, but you can teach, and your story came alive. Yes, we've heard it before, but you broke it down, and you had accent points, and you stayed on the point of, you know, why he was upset. I don't know why Paul was upset. I don't know what got to him, what got in him. You know, and you have to think about it. Yeah, what got into him? But, you know, when you got the devil on you, you get him off your back. That's the bottom line. If you can, you can. So I just loved it. I stood up and listened intently, and it came alive. That's the thing about, for me, when you teach in your spirit and your sound, you made the story come alive in our minds. And we went back there in that time, and every little thing, if you missed a point or a part of this story, this time for me, I got it. So I just really appreciate your teaching and be encouraged. God bless you.
God bless you as well, sis. To God be the glory. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, this is Topaz again. I just wanted to say, just to reiterate, love the way from start to finish, the way you read it, the way you had your highs, your lows. It did really captivate the listener. And in that process, we seen the story, like you could not help but visualize it. You imagine somebody walking around and nagging and na-na-na-na-na. Even what they saying is true, you know, but you ready to, like, you don't know if you had a crossroad, whether you want to cuss them out or you want to tell that demon to come out in Jesus' name. And I could see him getting irritated and, like, you know, just finally calling that spirit out, to even when it comes down to, you know, other scriptures that say, you know, when you're doing good, evil is a lot of evil had a right to be present. And so what he did is he used his authority, his kingdom authority that he was entrusted with, to tell that demon to come out. And then even when they were oppressed and beat and whatnot and placed in the jail, they turned around and did exactly what the scriptures say. For that spirit of heaviness, he put on his garment of praise. He did what the scripture said. So if you see the example play out and you can't help but get excited, because you like, you know what? Next time the enemy come at me all crazy, no matter if it's through a family member or whatever, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to do is I'm going to follow the example that was set before me. And then as they begin to praise, when you talk, the doors fling open and the man, he ready to kill himself. And he like, you know what? Hold on, what I need to do to be saved? I need to know that Jesus, you know. I need to be able to worship that God you worship. And you know, the way you told the story, I don't know, you got me so excited and stirred up. I only had about 4 hours of sleep, but I tell you, woman of God, oh, you have an anointing and a special gift for teaching. Not everybody can break it down that way. Not everybody can simplify it to where the youngest, a child, would actually get it. And I just want to say thank you for your pour. Thank you for your share. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that he would refill you and he would give you more wisdom.
wisdom, more revelation, so that when you get ready to teach, oh, you will set everybody on fire. That fire that shut up in our bones will have to come out. We would have to tell the story. We would have to go share it with somebody. We would share the good news, the gospel, that is. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And I thank you. I rest my mic.
And she dropped the mic, y'all.
God be praised.
God, glory
to God. Can these bones live? That's what I'm hearing right now. Can these bones live? So, yes, they can. That choice that you spoke in us today, thank you. God, we praise. We praise. That's what I heard. It was such a charge, pretty, and, you know, your sound is just such an amazing, it's so pure, and it just fires me up. You know, you can feel the fire being relit or being like roared up inside of me. So I just want to say thank you, because even yesterday, my brother-in-law, he had brought that, the word, and one of the things he asked was, can these bones live? And I was like, well, yes, they can. You know, we can speak the bones back to life, some dry bones.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah. I was just thinking about that too, that your sound spoke the bones back to life.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You,
thank you, sis.
Hey, beautiful, hey, pretty, pretty.
Hey, sis.
Amazing declaration. I'm over here laughing because Paul and them, they was sick of that spirit heckling them. Study calling out, we know what we do. We know what we do. Don't be coming here announcing we're here. We can announce our own Jesus. Don't be coming heckling me like that, getting on my nerves. It was that spirit getting on his nerves. Y'all know how it is when we in a place somewhere and them spirits is in there getting on our nerves. Y'all know when we get to a place with Christ, girl, we cannot be sitting in a place where spirits is around us getting on our nerves. You said it. And I like the way you told the spirits to go to hell. Yep, exactly. Go right over there, back where you live at. Great share, sis. I thought about all of, you know, just the whole incident. And you know, the guard was just like, he gonna kill me like he gonna kill the prisoners, because the penalty was just that. Y'all know when we get an assignment that what we supposed to do, if you don't do it, let's think of the mafia. Let's think of the gangs. That we ain't in none of them, but we know what the consequences is if you don't do your assignment. So that's what that was about. So I appreciate you, pretty girl. Uh-huh. Tosh, she on calendar. She on calendar. Get her. Love you, sis.
I love you too, sis. Thank you.
Hey, pretty. Good morning. It's Bree Bree. Hopefully you can hear me.
Hi.
Like everybody else, I absolutely enjoyed it. I was born in church. I'm the epitome of a baby saint. I was a baby and I was a saint. So I've heard the story so many times, but this morning, like everybody else, I promise you, I heard it differently. I was overwhelmed by the number of suddenlies in this one story. But the part that I actually got convicted, like everybody else got inspired, I was convicted because I actually put myself in the story. And I know for sure when those jail doors broke open, I'd have cut. Like, and the part where when the man said, what must I do to be saved? I don't even know if Bree Bree would have been there to answer the question. And it really laid upon my heart that when God gives breakthrough and delivery, it's not for us always to cut. Sometimes it's for him to get the glory. So we still have to sit there and get directions. Just because he delivers, don't be moved right now.
Mm-hmm.
Had they cut like I would have, that man's salvation might not have come. Because who would have answered the question? So I hadn't heard that before. So I just enjoyed you this morning. Thank you for giving me something to chew on. Every time God delivers doesn't necessarily mean break out suddenly.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, sis. Amen.
Patrice.
Yes,
ma'am. I want to add to what Bree said. She's so right. And that always, to me, that should be a reminder of our assignment. Sometimes our assignment, we be off. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not what God has us to do. We all over somebody else's business. And like she said, them doors, I probably would have, like, you know the cartoon when you see the person run through the wall? I'm not waiting. I'm leaving. So I appreciate Bree bringing that part up. We sometimes miss it because we're going to take off. Pew! Am straight. and you might mess up somebody else's blessing. So I thank you again. And yeah, Cheryl, I'm with you. I'm a text Tosh. Yeah, schedule her Monday. You need to be the Monday light. The Monday light. I love you.
Love you too, sis.
Amen. I want to piggyback on what that sister said about cutting out. You know, we shouldn't move too soon. We have to sit there and wait for the miracle to come to the full effect of it. You know how sometimes you get in a situation, oh, no, I got to run. God said, run to me. Run to me. So I liked it that how she bought that decoration this one. It was very good. It was the first time I have heard it like that. And it's really food for thought for me on this day. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Anyone else?
Good morning, baby. You
good
know,
morning.
Thank you for that fire this morning, you know, and I had forgot about that particular suddenly moment when the dungeon, you know, the earthquake and the chains. I've been on the call this month off and on, so you know, there's a lot of the decorations I missed this month on suddenly, right? But I'll tell you, I had totally forgot about that particular scripture, right? I like, oh yeah, that was suddenly, right? And so I just want to thank you for reminding me, which, you know, our bishop reminds us all the time, you have the power to cast the devil out, right? So they ain't make no more money off of that young lady. You know what I'm saying? Because Paul, you know, he broke the bank. Come out of her. Yeah, see, they was mad with Paul and Silas. So they whooped him, threw him in the dungeon. You brought the fire this morning. I just want to say thank you for that decoration and reminding Jeff. Yeah, you have the power to cast the devils out.
Thank you, baby. Anyone else?
Good morning, pretty. This is Ju.
Good morning, Juju.
I didn't hear the whole thing. All I know is when I turn my phone on, I'm like, oh, my goodness, this person is commanding my spirit to pay attention. I was like, who is this person? Because I could, when you were preaching, teaching, my spirit was like totally drawn in. So I just, you know, what everybody else is saying as far as you being a teacher and being, you know, and a preacher, you know, I just definitely, when I was listening to you this morning, like I said, I was captivated. So God definitely, I know this is the beginning of something great when it comes to, you know, what he has in store for you. Because like I said, I was like, who is this person speaking? Because like immediately when I had to do when I put the phone, I'm like, and it's like I was drawn into the story, you know, and just captivated about what you were saying, you know. And then you went from that point of, you know, where I was at, you went to the point, from the point of like, kind of like declaring, you know, laying out the foundation of the story, but also coming down and, to be there, you know, we went from there to a sensitive moment where, again, my soul was like taken, you know, drawn to like a place of, again, trying to, what's the word I'm trying to say? You know, just, it's like went from high to low, but I was like, my spirit was following everything. So, yeah, pretty. I see God moving really strongly in your life. I just want to say all that. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, sis. Appreciate you. Love you. See you tonight. Or hear you tonight.
Yeah, hear you tonight.
Anyone else? Don't forget, Marriage Matters tonight, 6:30 p.m. to all the married couples, married hopefuls. Who is that? I hear you. Does someone want to say something? All right.
Thank you for the motivation this Monday.
Who is that? Well, thank you. I just want to thank you all for all the comments and all the everything that was said on this morning. And you guys, pray my strength. I gotta speak on Friday for Good Friday service at my church. So please keep me in your prayer. Yeah.
What time and would that be, Patrice?
It's at noon on Friday. From noon to 3 o'clock is the service at Actual Gospel Church in Oakland. If anyone would like to come, I'll be glad to have you. We'll be glad to have you. From 12 to 3 p.m. And even if you can't stay or, you know, for the whole thing, whatever you can. And again, Marriage Matters tonight at 6:30. I want to say happy birthday to Dondria. I don't know if she's listening or not, but it is her birthday today. And please keep those lifted in prayer who asked for prayer this morning. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, O God. I pray, O God, that you cover us with your blood and with your love, O God. Those that are traveling to work, O God, keep them safe. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh to them or their vehicles on this morning, God. Those that are on their way to work, I pray, O God, that they have a glorious day today. I know it's work, but we can find joy in everything we do because we are filled with the precious Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, that you gave of your only begotten Son so that we might be healed, delivered, and set free. And we thank you for our suddenly moment, the sudden move of God in our lives. Thank you, God. And we're going to wait patiently. You said, be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Have a wonderful day in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Have a wonderful day, everyone. I love you all.
You too. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Have a great day.
Great day, everybody. Love you more.
Hey, everybody.
Have a great day, everybody. God bless you.
Have a blessed week, Hosanna. Have a great day, everybody.
Blessed be the rock. Come on now. Blessed be the rock of our salvation.
Hosanna.
Come on, Yvonne. We were singing yesterday. Blessed be the rock.
Blessed be the rock.
God be praised. Love you guys.
Yes. Thank you, Mona. Thank you, Yvonne.
I love you.
I love you too, girlfriend. Have a blessed week.
I'm going to war.
Go on, get that money, girl.
Happy birthday, DeAndre.
Dada.
Yes.
Dada.
Yes, Yvonne.
I'll call you Dada.
Okay, I will talk to you tonight. I love you.
I love you.
Oh, thank you. To God be praised. Thank you, sister.
My sister.
Bye-bye.